over the course of the last year, there's been an increasing pattern of homophobic discourse that has been at play in Uganda, including a conference that occurred several months ago in which a number of U.S. evangelical leaders came to Uganda to promote reparative therapy and other types of human rights violations against Ugandan LGBT people. I think this bill is occurring in a context of a great deal of change and political lack of clarity in Uganda, and our feeling is that the bill is targeting not just LGBT people, but freedom of expression and a broad level of political discourse in general.
There's a new wide-ranging provision that forbids the promotion of homosexuality. Have lawmakers ever before gone after people for publishing information or providing funds or premises for activities or other resources relating to homosexuality?
It's really quite an outrageous provision. In Nigeria back in 2005, the government attempted to do the same thing under the auspices of something they called Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act. But it really is very unusual for lawmakers to try and shut down discussions about rights in this kind of way. We see it as a direct attack on freedom of expression, on a freedom of assembly, the things that the human rights discourse is predicated on and that are guaranteed, frankly, in the Ugandan Constitution and in the promises that Uganda has made to its people by signing a broad variety of international human rights treaties. And in fact, it won't just shut down discourses about LGBT rights, but it will also shut down discussions about HIV prevention programs, for example, that have to be allowed to talk about sexuality more generally and to be able to make condoms and other forms of information about HIV prevention available to the population.
How active is the work of organizations in Africa that promote rights for the gay community, and how does this tie in with prevention efforts in the fight against HIV/AIDS?
Well, LGBT rights movements are growing as human rights movements in Africa grow in general. And this particular provisions in the bill that will prevent organizations from talking about HIV programs that seek to provide counseling and services to LGBT people will have a broad impact not just on gay and lesbian people in Uganda, but on anyone who's trying to do effective HIV work.
Rwanda and Burundi, neighboring Uganda, also have certain forms of homosexual behavior. How widespread do you think this strong enforcement of anti-gay laws is across Africa?
Actually, more than two-thirds of the countries in Africa still have provisions that criminalize consensual same-sex acts. Rwanda, the law there is under discussion, but it has not yet passed, and we certainly hope that a broad coalition of human rights organizations in Rwanda will prevent that law from being passed. But the trend in much of the world is towards decriminalizing homosexuality and understanding that there's a broad variety of sexual expressions among us as human beings, and that homosexuality and bisexuality is one of them. Most of the countries in Africa that still criminalize same-sex acts inherited these laws from colonial masters, particularly from British colonial rule. And that shows us, in fact, that the homophobia that's existing still in many countries is really a remnant of our colonial history. And we hope that sane minds will prevail and that the promises that African governments have made in their own constitutions to freedom of expression and freedom of assembly and to non-discrimination will prevail and that these laws will be defeated and that Uganda will not move forward with a further criminalization of homosexuality or of freedom of assembly and organizing.
What is the role of Ugandan church groups in promoting this legislation?
Interestingly, a broad variety of the most extreme religious leaders have come together to provide support to this law, but we believe that within the rank and file among general Ugandan people of all religious faiths, there is a deep commitment to tolerance, to understanding, and to family. And ultimately, we know that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people are part of every Ugandan family. And we know that the deep-held religious beliefs of Ugandan people are those beliefs that want to fight any kind of intolerance or rejection of people who are full and beloved members of Ugandan families.
Can you tell me why the bill goes after technically non-offenders or bystanders who fail to report violations immediately that they see, I believe within a 24-hour period under this legislation?
Well, sodomy laws in general are really ineffective because people are hardly ever caught in the act. So people engage in homosexual acts in private in their homes as part of loving, caring relationships quite often. And so what this bill does is it tries to criminalize anyone who is aware of a gay or lesbian person and doesn't report them to the authorities. What this does is it opens up all sorts of doors, particularly for blackmail of individuals who are believed to be gay and lesbian. It opens up doors for violence by community members. It tries to make people policemen of other people's private, personal behavior, and that's one of the most dangerous parts of the bill.
Now, human rights groups are charging that this draft bill is clearly an attempt to divide and weaken civil society. Do you think that the opposite might be true, that allowing homosexuals the full range of opportunities to organize their committees would contribute to a healthier society? Or should it not even be the concern of the Ugandan government or any government to support any restrictions on the basis of sexual preference?
What we know is that groups that are committed to freedom and plurality in Uganda are coming together to respond to this bill and condemn this bill, which was introduced basically by one member of parliament. The women's rights movement, minority rights groups, and human rights activists throughout the country are recognizing that the targeting of one particular group is very dangerous. And in fact, that attempts to shut down any kind of a discourse within a democratic society can have very dangerous repercussions, particularly in a country, in a region like Uganda, like East Africa, that has known so much division based on ethnicity or based on religion or based on one's membership in a political party. So our sense is that this bill is striking a bad chord with people who are committed to freedom in Uganda, committed to a strong family unit in Uganda, and that ultimately the civil society will come together to defeat the bill.
Do you have an indication of the timetable for this legislation, how it will proceed in Parliament?
I'm not an expert on the parliamentary process in Uganda, but our understanding is that it can vary the length of time it takes to debate a bill. This bill has moved very quickly from its original drafting to being introduced, and so that does give us some concern. But we know that there are a strong set of organizations in Uganda that are attempting to respond, and we hope that the media in the country will listen to the broad set of voices that are trying to respond to the bill.
The final section of the bill provides that Uganda can nullify any of its international commitments. Can Uganda do this under international law?
No. Our understanding is that under international law, no new piece of legislation can come in and nullify Uganda's commitments. But frankly, we're more concerned with Uganda's commitments under its domestic law. The Ugandan constitution makes it very clear that there is a basic right of all Ugandan citizens to freedom from discrimination, to the right to life, to the right to freedom of expression. Uganda is a country that has had a long history of oppression, and it is finally arriving at a point where there is a plurality of voices, where the democratic process is taking hold. And so this is really the wrong time for the parliament, for the leadership of that country, to make a decision to target one specific group of people, unpopular as they may be in some circles, for an attack on the rights that Ugandans have fought for so many years.